coach of the Oberlin Lady Phoenix. Thanks for coming out. Give us a little bit about your background. And, again, John Carter just recently brought you on, literally, what, about a week or two ago. Give us the process how you became the head coach at Oberlin.
So I've always been the guy in the background, quite a few places. One of them has been in Lorain, where I, you know, did some football, varsity, and then some middle school girls basketball. And then I ventured over to Oberlin, teaching-wise, where I teach PE and health, and just started coaching there. Been coaching a couple different things, football, basketball, baseball, and John came to me and said, hey, the kids love you, and we need a guy, or we need someone. And I said, I got you. So, you know, I've always kind of been the guy in the background to just, you know, can get the kids to do pretty much whatever I ask. So he saw that and he said, hey, I want you to be the guy. So it's funny how it worked out. My wife, she would tell you that she wasn't too enthused because coaching three varsity sports is a lot. But, yeah. You know, I'm having so much fun right now. You know, a lot of first year coaches would say they go into it nervous. But I'm not that guy. I've been around it. I just never been the guy up front. So it's pretty cool.
Well, not to be too cliche about it, but that has to be a pretty warm feeling, right? Knowing that when they needed somebody to lead this team, you were the first guy they came to.
Yeah, and, you know, it wasn't just John. It was the kids, too. You know, some of the young ladies that I've coached in middle school, some that I've taught in the classroom, they came to me and just said, you know, Mr. Joyner, Coach Joyner, you know, we want to play for you. So, you know, when kids say that to you, you got to step
cool.
up
That's
and be
pretty
the man.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Brian, just taking over, how long is it going to take for you to know them, them to know you? Where are you at in this process?
So I think the great thing is we have a very young core. And when I say young, it's freshmen. And a lot of those freshmen I coached in 7th and 8th grade. So the coaching style and the relationship piece is already there. And I'm sort of a straight shooter. I'm pretty similar in the classroom, too. You know, those people that know me know, you know, very passionate about everything that I do. So I don't think it's going to be any turmoil because I already had that relationship piece being mm-hmm. a teacher. So now we're just, you know, transitioning into the court.
What's going to be your style? What kind of basketball do you like to play?
Roughneck. We are going to make the game as sloppy and messy as we can.
We want the score
to be 30 to 20. And, you know, some fans may not like, you know, me saying that, but we have a lot of girls who are stepping on the court for the first time this year. I will brag a little bit because we have a JV program, you know, and that hasn't been done in Oberlin in over 10 years. You
wow.
know, I walk in the gym and a tear rolls down my face because I got 20 girls in the gym.
Wow.
You know, if you know what happened last year and the years before, we were at like 6-7 girls mm-hmm. in the whole program. So, you know, just the relationship piece that I have and being able to see those girls every day in the classrooms or throughout the school, I've been able to get, you know, quite a few athletes out. So, you know, we're going to play hard. We're going to do what we need to on the court. And really it's just progression and just building it up.
Well, the attitude of the girls then, I mean, they're playing for you. That's something, like you just said, they're very excited about. So it has to be pretty positive vibes heading into the season with the JV team. You got girls, the numbers are up, everything, just a big positive, it seems like, heading into this season.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't say any negative things. You know, like I said, we got 20 girls, and every day they're working. You know, every day they're coming in grinding. You know, that's our motto. We're just going to grind it out all year. Whether we get the, you know, wins in the win column or the losses, we're going to be tough to play because we're going to fight. You know, we're going to fight the whole game. And, you know, that's always been my motto. That's always been the way I've coached. And that's just the way we're going to play.
Well, and having a JV team, I mean, as opposed to years past, you can play against each other a little bit, right? It's not just, all right, we got to do this 3-on-3 weird thing. You got to kind of watch. No, you could just play 5-on-5 and see some results there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go from last year when I walk in the gym after school and they were doing 3-on-3s.
Yeah.
You know, because you only had 6 girls to, you know, we got 10 players on both sides of the court battling with each other right now. You know, we didn't get a scrimmage because I did start so late. We didn't really get a chance to scrimmage another team this year. I'm going to work on that for next year. But, you know, we had an inter-squad scrimmage on Saturday, and it was amazing, you know, how hard these girls were, you know, going at, you know, each other and just, you know, competing. And I think that's been the thing that even in other sports at Oberlin and where I've been coaching there is we just want to change the mindset of, you know, OB. And when you say OB what, you know, we want to know, we want people to know that that what is going to be, we're going to grind this out. You're not going to just walk all over us. You're not going to come in the gym and just do what you want, because that's not the mindset anymore.
Brian, who do you guys open with? Tell us about how we're getting started.
So we open Friday at North Olmsted. So, okay. You know.
Oh, you can't kill McDermott's team. They're no good.
So, you know, it's just I told the girls, you know, I wouldn't want to open up with something that, you know, was not, you know, challenging. So I think it is going to be a challenge. But I told them, we're going in heads held high and we're just going to fight. And like I said, if we got to make the game sloppy, you know, we got to stop it and slow it down and just grind it out, play defense, and that's what we're going to do.
And the attitude of the girls, do they understand, you know, it's a learning process? Do they understand, you know, we're young, there's still some things to learn? Is that sort of – are they going to be patient, do you think, with that?
You know, so I think the great thing is, you know, for the seniors and some of the juniors that were a part of the Sitz girls last year, I think the great thing is that they're just happy to have numbers. Mm-hmm. And they're just happy to have, like, a team. You know, I preach family, and, you know, I try to let them know that, you know, everything's not going to be easy. Nothing's going to be given. You know, we still got to work, because, you know, because we have 20 girls, and it means we're going to win games. So, you know, I think the attitudes have been great. I think they understand the challenges that we still face. And, you know, I think out of all the things that happened, I just think somehow the plan worked out and I was the guy that needed to be here right now.
With this opportunity leading this girls basketball team, do you almost, you know, we just talked to Amy Esser about how she sort of helps lead that school spirit movement over there at North Ridgeville. Are you kind of hoping to do similar stuff? You know what I'm saying? Over there at Oberlin, kind of getting all the teams behind each other instead of being individuals, if that makes any
sense.
Yeah,
you know, I love Kurt Russell, Ohio Teacher of the Year. Shout out, Mr. Russell. But, you know, it seems to me that the boys' basketball program has always been the sport at Oberlin. And, you know, I talk to my girls every day that we need to change that a little bit. You know, it needs to be just Oberlin. When you hear the name Oberlin, we can't think of one sport. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to have some pride, you know, and carry ourselves a certain way.
Sure.
And just compete. We don't have to win to have pride, you know, and to be, you know, relevant and to, you know, make an impact. So that's the mindset, you know, I've been trying to teach and, you know, coach to them is, hey, we got to change it. Because a lot of people in the, you know, county think, you know, we're not very serious as a program. So in order to do that, we just got to outwork people and we got to grind it out. So
Brian Joyner joining us, the Oberlin Phoenix head girls basketball coach. And tell us about some of the young ladies you're counting on this year.
So first of all, our senior captain, Elizabeth Canseco, she's going to be our rock. I think she's a letterman. She was there last year playing along two other seniors out of the Sitz. She's going to be, you know, our go-to ball handler, our scorer, pretty much our leader. So, you know, I put that weight on her shoulders a little bit, telling her, hey, this is your last year. You know, if you want to change things, it's going to start with you. So, she's, you know, we've kind of just gave her the, you know, keys to the car and just, you know, told her to drive it. And then we have another solid junior that's played, three-year letter winner, in Sanaya Wilborn. She's going to be our forward. She's just a hard worker. You know, she's going to get on the ground. She's going to dive. She's going to do all the ugly things that I need her to do on the basketball court. And then we have a few other key pieces that are young that did not play here because of COVID and things like that. We got Deatrice Barnes. She's about 6 foot, post center. We're hoping that she can bully people, get on the block, use her body. And a lot of, like, younger freshman, sophomore kids who are coming back into basketball after maybe sitting out a year or not being a part of the program.
Well, Coach, my last one here for you. You know, outside of the wins and losses, how would you evaluate progress this year within this team? Are there certain things you're looking for, certain milestones that you want this team to hit that would tell you, yeah, we're making progress, we're getting better?
So the first thing was numbers. You know, I think that was just number one. You got to have a developmental team. You have
you
a JV
it.
Team. You have to have varsity. And if you want to compete, you know, I can't keep throwing freshmen out there, you know, against seniors and juniors that – have only played basketball freshman year.
Yeah.
You know, so numbers was first. So, you know, that is goal check number one, just getting the program to have numbers and girls around. And then number two, you know, I've been at Oberlin for 3 years now, and, you know, wins have been very limited. So I would love for the girls to just, you know, kind of take that mindset of if we don't win, then it's a total loss. You know, I think that we just have to, you know, look at it and say, hey, if we're going to get beat by 21 game, then next game they're going to beat us by 5. We're not going to hold our heads down and pout and cry and, you know, whine about it. We just got to go outwork, you know, the teams that we play. And our conference is tough. We know that, you know, we're at the bottom right now. And, you know, as Drake said, started from the bottom. Now we're here. So, you know, we got to battle out of it, and we just got to fight.
That one went right over your head, didn't it, Rob?
Drake University, it's in Iowa.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Coach, we want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for coming out here and talking to us about Oberlin Lady Phoenix basketball.
Appreciate it.
And what went over his head, but I don't bring up everything that goes over his head. I know who the Drake is. What went over your head is you don't know what he's talking about when he says OB what.
I don't, actually.
See?
That one did go over my head.
I will soon know.
Hopefully you will soon.
Yeah,
for sure.
There we go.
Thank you guys for everything you do in the county. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Brian Joyner, the head girls basketball coach of the Oberlin Lady Phoenix, as we await Nick DiMacchia to come up. But while we've got a minute.